Welcome to day 17.
During today's meditation, we will be exploring the healing powers of the chakras. This chakra opening meditation will also include the essence of the seven spiritual laws derived from the book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, written by Dr. Deepak Chopra. For those of you not familiar with this wonderful life guide of daily principles, this beautiful book of teachings consists of seven daily laws that can be easily applied to create success in all areas of your life. With each chakra opening, we will apply the corresponding law, connecting us to the essence of these powerful principal energies. So what are the chakras, and why are they important to our well-being? Chakra is a Sanskrit word that means energy wheel or center. They are junction points that exist between consciousness and physiology. We have seven main energy centers that run along the spine, starting at the base of our spine and up to the crown of our head. Each energy center identifies a core human need as well as a color. When our centers are open, the energy that flows through the chakra allows you to meet those needs. If there is blockage in one area of the mind-body system, energy becomes stagnant and our intentions are more difficult to actualize. Today we will activate and open our energy centers by placing our attention on each center's location, while visualizing the human need, color, and the essence of the corresponding law. Before we begin opening and balancing the chakras, please make sure that you're in a seated, comfortable position. If necessary, uncross your arms and your legs. Eyes and mouth are softly closed. Breathing is relaxed, comfortable, and neutral. If at any time during this opening you find that your mind is jumping into the future or falling into the past, gently come back to the present. Keep breathing naturally and allow my voice to be your guide. Let's begin with the first chakra, the root chakra, known in Sanskrit as the Muladhara chakra. This is located at the base of your spine. This chakra represents your foundation and governs your most basic survival needs. When energy is flowing freely through the center, we feel rooted to the earth, grounded, and confident in meeting our core human needs. When blocked, one may experience anxiety or worry. Place your awareness at the base of your spine and imagine a swirling sphere of magnificent ruby red energy. Take a deep breath in, inhaling positive, grounding energy, and exhaling out any energy that is no longer serving you. While holding your attention at the base of your spine on that beautiful swirling red energy, continue inhaling and exhaling at your own pace. The corresponding law for the root chakra is the law of karma. The Sanskrit mantra for this law is Om Kriyam Namah. My actions are in alignment with cosmic law. Gently bring your awareness up to the second chakra, the Svadhisthana chakra, located just above your pelvis and below your belly button. This is your sacral chakra and is associated with creativity, passion, and sexuality. When vital energy is flowing through this center, you co-create your life, and creative expressions emerge and arise effortlessly. With your awareness at this sacral chakra, imagine a swirling sphere of brilliant orange. Take a deep breath in, bringing in positive, creative energy. And exhaling out, releasing any energy that is no longer serving you. While holding your awareness at the sacral chakra's swirling sphere of orange energy, continue breathing at your own pace. The law associated with this center is the law of least effort. The Sanskrit mantra for this law is Om Daksham Namah. My actions achieve maximal benefit with minimal effort. Gently bring your awareness to the third chakra, the Manipura chakra, located at your solar plexus, the area above your belly button and below your chest. This is your power chakra, the radiating gem that is the seat of power. When open, you are capable of translating your intentions and desires into manifestation. When blocked, you may feel frustrated or ineffectual. With your awareness at the solar plexus, imagine a swirling sphere radiating a magnificent golden yellow like the sun. Deep breath in. Inhaling positive power energy. And exhaling out, releasing any energy that is no longer serving you. While holding your awareness at the solar plexus swirling sphere of golden energy, continue breathing at your own pace. The law associated with the power chakra is the law of intention and desire. The Sanskrit mantra for this law is Om Ritam Namah. My intentions and desires are in alignment and supported by nature's intelligence. Gently bringing your awareness up to the fourth chakra, the Anahata chakra, located at your heart center. This is your center of love and compassion. When our Anahata center is open, it enables us to give and receive love without fear or attachment, feeling connected to all beings in your life. When blocked, we can feel isolated or alienated from others. With your awareness at the heart center, imagine a swirling sphere of emerald green. Deep breath in, inhaling positive, compassionate energy. And exhaling out, releasing any energy that is no longer serving you. While holding your awareness at the heart center's swirling sphere of emerald green energy, continue breathing at your own pace. The law associated with the heart chakra is the law of giving and receiving. The Sanskrit mantra for this law is Om Vardhanam Namah. I nourish the universe, and the universe nourishes me. Gently bring your awareness up to the fifth chakra, the Vishuddha chakra, located at your throat center. This is your center of expression. When our throat chakra is open and flowing, we are able to effortlessly express our authentic self without the need for approval or fear of disapproval. To feel alive and empowered, it is important that this energy center is clear. With your awareness at the throat center, imagine a swirling sphere of sky blue energy. Deep breath in. Inhaling positive, expressive energy. Exhaling out, releasing any energy that is no longer serving you. While holding your awareness at the throat center's swirling sphere of sky blue energy, continue breathing at your own pace. The law associated with the throat chakra is the law of detachment. The Sanskrit mantra for this law is Om Anandam Namah. My actions are blissfully free from the outcome. Gently bring your awareness to the sixth chakra, the Ajna chakra, located at the center of your brow line, in between your eyes. This is your center of intuition and insight. When this center is open, we have a deep connection to our intuitive self, independent of the opinions of others, guided by our inner knowing or voice. When blocked, there is a sense of self-doubt and distrust. The opening of this chakra is usually associated with a clear sense of connection to one's dharma or purpose in life. With your awareness at the center of intuition, imagine a swirling sphere of deep indigo blue, which is bluish purple in shade. Deep breath in. Inhaling positive, insightful energy. And exhaling out, releasing what is no longer serving you. While holding your awareness at the intuition center's swirling sphere of indigo blue, continue breathing at your own pace. The law associated with the chakra of intuition is the law of Dharma. The mantra for the law is Om Vayunam Namah. My life is in harmony with cosmic law. Gently bring your awareness up to the seventh chakra, the Sahasrara chakra, located at the crown of your head. This center is visualized as the thousand-petal lotus flower that blooms when we remember that our essential nature is infinite and unbounded, without beginnings or endings. When the lotus unfolds its petals, the memory of wholeness is restored. When our roots are receiving nourishment from the earth in the first chakra, our creative juices are flowing in the second, our intentions are empowered in the third, our heart is open and exchanging love with those around us in the fourth, and we're spontaneously expressing ourselves in the fifth, and you're in touch with your inner voice in the sixth. Then the energy moves into the crown chakra, remembering your true, essential nature as unbounded and infinite. With your awareness at the crown of your head, imagine a swirling sphere of violet or white energy. Deep breath in, inhaling unbounded positive energy. And exhaling out all the way. While holding your awareness at the crown center's swirling sphere of violet or white light energy, continue breathing at your own pace, inhaling and exhaling. The law associated with the crown chakra is the law of pure potentiality. The mantra is Om Bhavam Namah. I am absolute existence. I am a field of all possibilities. Let's sit and allow the vibrations to move through all of our chakras, radiating through us, outside of us, and within us. We are travelers on a journey to the heart of life. In our own way and in our own time, each one of us is on a path that leads from constriction to expansion, from limitation to infinite possibility, from fear to love, and from separation to unity. On behalf of Deepak Chopra and David Simon, my name is Tiffany Murray, wishing you a sweet journey to the heart of life. Namaste.